Hello everybody, Paul here at The War HQ, and we are sponsoring The War Room Show. So if you go on to the website and order something up on the website and use the code POD21 in your basket, we will give you a few pennies off your purchases and get them sent out free post to you. So guys, go along to thewarhq.co.uk. And for now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Paul here. So, I missed out on Monday's podcast. Sorry, guys. Just so super busy. Bolt Action seems to be eating up my life at the moment. As you know, last weekend, it was Salute. I flew down to help the guys on the Warlord stand. Had a fantastic day. However, I turned up about 10:30, took over on the Bolt Action demo table, and at about what I thought was 12 o'clock, thought I'd better go and get something to drink and maybe go to the restroom, only to find out it was 4 o'clock and we were just about ready to pack up. Got a drink, went to the bathroom, got a sandwich, which Warlord laid on for us. I must admit, I nibbled through a few, fair few. And that was my day. I didn't see one thing at Salute apart from the Bolt Action demo table and Cruel Seas and Black Sails that was opposite me. That was my experience of Salute this year. I got a 2-second chat with the guys at Rubicon, a 2-second chat with the guys at War Bases, and that was my lot. So it seems that doing chat and talking to you good guys out there is taking up my entire Bolt Action time. And that's a wonderful thing because I had a fabulous day, ran into an awful lot of you, saw Ken the Eccentric Man, Mr. Tibbs from Cambridge Too Far, oh, and many, many more of yous all told. Way too many to mention and for my old brain to recall. So it was wonderful seeing you all. All the guys that came up and shook my hand just to say, I listen to your programme or I watch your videos and thank you for what you're doing. It was brilliant. A wee pat on the back for me. So I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, everybody. But as far as telling you what's going on or what the news is from Salute, I have failed you all miserably. The things that I did see were obviously the Warlord things, and to be honest, even then I only got a little look. But they do have some Chinese Vietnamese forces, I'm guessing they are. No, Korea. Who fought in Korea? Anyway, the guys that fought in Korea, they were there, painted up, new plastic models by the looks of it, looking very good. They also have a MASH team, which looks as though it's modelled off, it's paying homage to a programme that some of you older listeners may remember. So that was there, all painted up, looking great. There was a Centurion tank there, which looked awesome. So I'm assuming we're getting a plastic model of that coming. There was one or two other bits and pieces. Did I notice any Bolt Action pieces? I can't say I did notice any Bolt Action pieces. I'm sure you guys maybe saw some. I just didn't get much of a chance. So, yeah. Salute was a fantastic time. I managed to take a few of your comments back and put them on the desks of various people at Warlord HQ. So the messages are getting back slowly, and we'll see what's happening. I hear on the grapevine that a new FAQ for Bolt Action will be coming out probably in the next couple of months. Don't hold me to that at the moment. And then, not too sure what else I can say. Obviously, D-Day is coming up. We're so looking forward to D-Day. If you're looking to pre-order your books, you'll get 15% off on the War HQ, by the way, if you want to pre-order them now. So make your way. I think they're up for sale on there, so you won't need a code for that. Looking forward to the D-Day book very much. And then after that, obviously, comes the Korea book. And I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be a standalone. We'll see how it's received. I know the guys in America, John and his good friend, put most of the work into the Korea book. And it'll be interesting to see. I don't think we'll see folk with an interest in it playing. I'm going to get the book just because I'd be interested to know about the Korean campaign. And you never know. I really liked... Oh, that was another thing. They had guys in the jungle floppy hats and they look really, really cool. So you never know. I might just paint myself up an army. Probably won't paint it ever. Salute. We've got the books coming out. I managed to play a few games with Harrison. Played another game in the Sea Lion campaign, the third game, which Harrison won. Yes, he did. Harrison won a game in the Sea Lion campaign, so I'm still holding a faint lead in that. Looking forward to playing some more of those with Harrison. He's faxed me a list of his rules for 50mm bolt action combined with Flames of War, which looks really, really good and looks pretty simple. And I really like the look of it on first reading. It's only 3 pages of A4 as an add-on to the bolt action rules, and it looks pretty cool. It's company level, so you've got more models, but they're in 50mm, they're costing you less. But he's got all those details in that list of rules that he's come up with, and we are starting to play those. I'm doing some play testing for some of the books that are coming out. What else am I up to? I'm going to events for Warlord in my new role as Warlord Bolt Action Ambassador. So that's going really well, but taking up time at the moment. And then, how could I forget the World Team Championships are eating into every other spare minute of time I have. Between going through all the lists with Craig, the other referee, and doing scenery, which needs to be sent away in about 10, 12 days' time, getting the trophies made, and the list goes on and on and on. I will be glad to get a wee rest once Poland is over, but almost immediately we'll start looking to get World Team Championships 2020 organised. Oh, it's a busy old life, but I do enjoy it. And then let's have a look. Coming closer to home, as I said, I've been playing Bolt Action with Harrison. It's really good to get playing with Harrison again. We're having an awful lot of fun. And talking to people, a lot of the things they're talking about is rules changes. There's been a few posts up which have been about rule changes, or if you could change one rule for third edition, what would it be? That type of thing, you get the idea. Some of the things that have come up have been fairly sensible. A lot of people looking to see how we can get more units to be playable. So by that, I mean making it so that medium machine guns, we see more of them on the, you know, on the table. It's a weapon that was used in, you know, extensively, and because there's many other medium machine gun teams which are cheaper, you can put a Jeep with a medium machine gun and it costs you less than a fixed medium machine gun, which on the face of it seems crazy, one of those little blips that got through. So, you know, how could we get more MMGs? Could we fix the... Oh, what is it? Tiger Fear. So perhaps we can get more different German tanks being played. Ooh, what other things? People talking about they would like to see D6s go and D10s be included. We'll see how that pans out. people starting to look to version 3. Oddly, a lot of people asking why we don't have more books and why we don't change the army books more often, which kind of surprised me, but they may have a point. The only army book that's been updated is the German army book, obviously. German army books on version 2, and people starting to wonder whether it wouldn't be a good idea if some of the other army books were looked at. I suppose we're talking about some national rules being altered or changed. Maybe an update for Americans and British. I'm sure there's lots that could be updated. The difficulty with updating books, I guess, is a more practical one, is if you update one book, it's making sure it works with all the other existing books which haven't been updated, or perhaps the changes that you want to update. So it is quite a difficult thing to do, but we shall see. What the other things people have been talking about, one of the points that was brought up was having more reactions to fire, similar to those of you who know Gates of Antares. They can have, as a reaction, they can shoot back, they can run away the troops, and having something more like that in bolt action. Perhaps a lot of people would like to see the end of planes in bolt action. Some people have been talking about losing artillery and only having off-the-field artillery, so essentially having observers of one sort or another. The same. There's a lot of the same old things come up when people talk to me. So the fact that the campaign books, the lists and some of the units in there, which are designed for the campaign scenarios in those books, don't readily lend themselves sometimes to playing in competition. There's many fair points about that. It's interesting to see some of the lists coming in for WTC, the World Team Championships. Those will be being made public fairly shortly in the next couple of weeks, I would have thought, if all goes well. And you'll see some of the lists. There's some very powerful lists in there. One or two wee surprises, and it's going to be an interesting competition to see who's going to turn out the winners. It could be hard fought, and I'm really looking forward to it. But once we get back, looking forward to getting into campaigns. I want to be actively involved in the D-Day campaign that Warlord are running, and that's going to be a worldwide campaign. Really looking forward to that. I'm getting the mojo back for campaigns after playing some of the campaign scenarios with Harrison from the Sea Lion book, and Harrison and I also talking about getting into K-47 a little bit. So I've decided, I can't remember what army I did decide I was going to be. I'm going to be the Russians. So I need to buy some Russian K-47 stuff. And we'll maybe have a few games at that. So I like the old Russian bears. And I like the Russian walkers. And of course, who doesn't love the daughters of the Union or the Motherland? So yeah, we'll be having a look into a bit of K-47. A few of the guys over in Edinburgh, near to me, for those guys who don't know, I live in Scotland. A couple of the guys there play the odd game of K-47, so it'll be good to maybe mix up with those gents over there. What have we got coming up? Club night on Friday night. We'll put this out Friday morning, so in the evening going up, club night. I don't know if I've actually got a game on. I can't remember if I told somebody I would be playing them and forgot. We'll find out. I'll do a message tomorrow. So going up to the club, I'll get a wee fun game up there. Last week played with Chris Brown, who wrote Market Garden. And also noticed a lot of people, somebody put up a poll about what was the favourite books. And Budapest came out as Was it the favourite book? If it isn't, it soon will be, because Budapest is a fabulously written book, so far as I can make out at the moment. And, sorry Chris, it's my favourite one for just now. Market Garden is also my second favourite book, and in the poll, Market Garden came out as the second favourite book, which I was a little surprised about. You tend not to hear a lot of good things on the competition circuit about Market Garden, but a lot of people love the book and like it very much. So, well done, Chris. You seem to have done well on that little straw poll that I saw that was up on Bolt Action International, I think it might have been. After that, the week after, I'm going down to Roll Call, which I think is in Cranford, very close to Milton Keynes. I'm going to be playing in that. I'll be wearing the Warlord shirt even that day. Taking the Dutch out, they're probably going to get their last run out in my hands, and then they're going to go to a new home in America with somebody who will love them very much and play them, and they'll get a new lease of life at one or two competitions over in the United States of America. I have grown to love the Dutch. I'm probably going to do a special podcast sort of summing up my experience with the Dutch. I thought that playing inexperienced troops would be basically a nightmare, and it wasn't. I really think inexperienced troops have a lot to offer. I also thought that playing with no real anti-tank would be a nightmare, and it hasn't been easy, but it's not been bad. And I thought that playing with two armored cars would be wonderful, and most of the time they just seem to get killed. Probably something to do with my tactical awareness. I'm not too sure what it says. But the armored cars sometimes do really well, sometimes they don't do so good. But I have really enjoyed playing with the Dutch. Next army up, I'm doing a Royal Marine Army to go to the French Nationals, which are at Overlord on the D-Day weekend. We're really looking forward to that. I managed to snatch a place down there, so looking forward to hanging out with the French guys and finding out what they have to say. And then after Roll Call, the next weekend after Roll Call is the World Team Championships. So taking a load of stuff over there. The trophies are in the shape of shells, as in shells from firing from an artillery gun, which I'm going to have to take across. I'm not sure if I'm going to be stopped in customs or not. Hopefully not, and we'll get across, so that might prove to be an interesting story to retell. So Poland going across on the Friday, setting up the tables. I'm sure there will be numerous things that don't go to plan, but we will manage and we will carry on regardless. Hopefully all the teams will get in safely, all the armies will get in safely, all the scenery will get in safely, and we'll have a fabulous weekend. We're also playing in the same place as the Middle Earth European Team Championships. So those guys will all be there, and it'll be one big weekend. Hopefully a few beers will be drunk, a few jokes will be told, and on Sunday or on Monday, we'll all go home as happy as lords. And looking forward to seeing how we can improve over the next year. And then the weekend after that, there's one of the big shows up here in Scotland is Carronade, which is, I think, easily the biggest show. And we'll be attending at that. And, before all that, on April the 20th, I'm TOing a new competition up here in Scotland at Falkirk, which is the Spring Offensive. So as you can see, my calendar is somewhat full at the moment. It means I don't quite get to the club as often as I would like. Bolt Action is starting to have a revival at the club again. A few more guys are getting into it. So looking forward to seeing those new guys. We've got a couple of new players at the club. So we'll see all them tomorrow. So a bit of a disjointed podcast, guys. But hopefully you enjoyed it. You enjoyed my ramblings. We will do a podcast for Monday, assuming I don't forget, on Sunday. So we'll do a podcast on Monday, let you know what's going on, and some more talking for me. But in the meantime, if you are looking for anything Bolt Action, please go to thewarhq.co.uk. Use the code in your basket, POD21. You'll get a few pennies off, and we'll make it worth your while. Also, remember that if there's something on the website you can't see, pop me a message. I'll make sure it goes up. We're continually adding things to the website, but it may not have the one thing that you want. So let me know and we'll add it to the website. And that, of course, of anything you can get from Warlord, we can supply you. So without further ado, we'll wish you good night. Leave you with the code POD21, POD21 for the shop. And we'll talk to you again on Monday. Mahalo for now, folks.